So
Hachana? Hachana. Hachana, it's probably the other way. You sleep every Shabbos usually. So in Mela, it's no Hachana. Yeah, well, if you don't say it. And you just think it, it's still okay.
Yeah. Sure, you can sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila's like this. The Shaila is, there's a machlokes yesoidi about Birchas HaTorah. The Shita of the Rosh is very poshit, that Birchas HaTorah works the same way like Bracha on a Sukkah or on Tefillin, that it works until your Mesiach Das. Like if you forget about the Sukkah, you go out of the Sukkah and your Mesiach Das, you have to make another one. Or if you Mesiach Das from your Tefillin, if you take off your Tefillin and you're going to have in mind putting it back on, you don't make a bracha. If you're Mesiach Das, you have to make a new Birchas Tefillin. So he says the Birchas HaTorah basically works the same way, just that we say that even if a person is working and doing other things, he's not Mesiach Das, because he has in mind that he'll learn as soon as he can. But if someone goes to sleep, that's Mesiach Das, and as soon as he goes to sleep, he needs a new one. And Memeil, the Rosh Paskins, that if somebody takes a nap in the day, when he wakes up, he needs Birchas HaTorah. That's the Rosh. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it's really fine to do that. You can really do that, but you don't have to, because you'll see there's someone who argues, and even though the Iker, the Halacha is like the Rosh, if you don't want to, you don't have to. That's the Sheet of the Rosh. So anytime a person, according to the Rosh, anytime a person sleeps in his bed, it calls it Shini Kavu Al Mitasa, whether day, whether night, it says a Chadas, and you need a new Birchas HaTorah. And it also works Pashtus the other way. It's not 100% Muskan, but the Svar Pshuta is that if the person didn't go to sleep, then his Bracha just keeps on going and going and going for 10 days. I mean, you're not going to be able to stay up for 10 days, but I'm saying if as long as you're up, you never need a new bracha. It's a very simple mahalach, according to the Rosh. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam is the big chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says that if a person sleeps, whether day, whether night, he does not need a new Birchas HaTorah. Even if you go to sleep, mamish, in your bed for the night, and you wake up early to learn, no Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah only switches day to day. Every morning, you have a new Birchas HaTorah. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Now,
day to day, meaning?
The way the Magen Avraham, the word in Taisus just says Shachris, but in the Magen Avraham it says Alois HaShachar. Okay, that's his Shita. Now, his Shita is Shver to understand. Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
His sheet is shver to understand both ways. First of all, why shouldn't the Rosh be right? Why shouldn't going to sleep be a hefsik? And the other half is also shver. If it isn't, so what happened all of a sudden by Halos HaShachar? What happened now? Everything is shver about what he says, but that will take part later. Well, these are the two sheetas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Poshib, it will take it the exact timing like the Magen Avraham uses. It's from Alois to Alois. I don't care what you do in between Alois, it's not going to do anything. And once it's Alois, okay, so it comes out, the Rabbeinu Tam is sort of the opposite. That if, let's say, you're up all night, you're going to have to make another one if it's Alois. And if you go to sleep, you're never going to have to make another one. According to the Rosh, it all just goes by if you did sleep or you didn't sleep. Okay? So now that is the two main rishayim. Came along the Agur, and he says, my father said, don't start up, don't get involved in a machlekes. So memela, if you took a nap in the day, don't say a bracha. Because lemaisa, you have two shitas about it. So only make a Birchas HaTorah if you really went to sleep at night. And then, even if you woke up before Alois, make a bracha. So Frank the Beis Yosef, that's nobody. You didn't do it. Who's that? It's nobody.
Can we hear that one more time?
Yeah, the Ogur? The Ogur said, my father said, don't get into a machlekes. So if you went to sleep in the day, don't make a bracha when you wake up. But if you went to sleep at night, and then you woke up, you know, before Alois, then make a bracha. So that's what he said. So basically, he said, "What are you doing? If you don't want to make a machlekes, then don't make a bracha at night either." So there, now here's a big split up. So for the first half of this year, I'm going to go with the Beis Yosef and Rabbi Kiveger, the way they do it. Then afterwards, we'll go over to the Magen Avraham. But the Beis Yosef says the answer is really the father of the Ogur held that the din is like the Rosh. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam is a yochid against everyone. No one holds like Rabbeinu Tam. The Iker is like the Rosh. Just als the Choymer of Bracha Levatala, he's a little bit going to be choshish to the Ogur, al Mashahu, I mean to Rabbeinu Tam. So if you only went to sleep in the day, so it's not such a big hesachadas, so you can kvetch that it's not such a big hefsik in this, so all right, then we'll worry about Rabbeinu Tam. But if you went to sleep at night, that you really had hesachadas, we're just going to go with the rush already. Okay, that's the way the Beis Yosef looks at it, and that's how Rabbi Kiveger looks at it. So if you what that means is, the real halacha is like the rush. Finished. The halacha is like the rush. Sip says, chumrah, if you go to sleep in the day, then a little bit more chashish for Rabbeinu Tam, since maybe you could say it's not such a big hefsek. Which I didn't look it up inside, I saw the Einayim L'mishpat brought a ra'ah that actually did want to say the svar. So in the day, it's not such a big hefsek, but in the night, it's a bigger hefsek. So there's a mukum for that svara, so that like tilts the scale if we're worried about Rabbeinu Tam or not. But really, Mesiach Das. That's right. The word I should have said
is Mesiach Das. Why sleeping shorter or longer?
Well, I don't think it's changes. A word of shorter or longer. It's a word of how much you're
Mesiach.
Like, right? Because in the day, like,
done?
You're not really what's done with the day. You're if you could sleep what's a little while, you'll wake up faster. If you could, you know, you're. It's not as kavu of a.
So someone just was. Fell asleep. The rush mean if you fall asleep.
You see that, right? He says, Beferish. Only Shina Kvu al Mitasa, he says. Even he says, right? And but not Shina Kvu al Mitasa, even he says, not
Shiva's a Tzah.
That's not, yeah.
But Shiva's a Tzah, what's the difference was?
Yeah, yeah, okay, you have to know.
Thinking when you're napping you.
Oh, he said that even?
Right, that's called Chenis
Kvah. Only with the
bed, with pajamas, that's really
sick. The washing is Tak Al Mitasa, I hear. Okay, so I hear. That you see already the rush did that a little, so we're going a little further. Okay, so now you heard the whole matzav. This seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah also holds is really the pshat, because he only brings Rabbi Kiveger, he doesn't bring the Magen Avraham's Derech, and he is the one that also says, really the din is if you take a nap in the day, you can make a Birchas HaTayr. Because he's going with this, that's what it looks, the Beis Yosef says, he says Beferish. Be'emis, the Beis Yosef words are, Ein Halacha K'Rabbeinu Tam. Be'emis is Halacha is not like K'Rabbeinu Tam, Halacha is really like the Rosh. And really, you should make a bracha by a nap too. Okay, you want to be machmer.
And the rush means all three brachas? So
yeah, the whole three brachas, everything.
Even though maybe a couple of shvach v'adah, like you don't need to make another bracha.
He doesn't, it's like befeir, he doesn't say any chelukim at all, and that's how it's said in the Mishnah Berurah, the whole thing, the whole regular brachas atayr. All three. Okay, that's the shulchan. So now, based on this, Zok, Rabbi Kiveger, the following thing. That what's the halacha if a person took a nap in the day and then he stayed up all night and it hits Alois? Zok, Rabbi Kiveger, then, which is Shavuos. This is like this year Shavuos for sure, right? People are going to. Most people are going to take a nap on Shabbos, and then they're going to stay up at night, and it's going to come alois. Zok Rabbi Kiveger, vadai chayev birchas haTorah, no matter which way you go. Because if you go with the rush, you were long ago already.
Should have made.
Even if you're worrying about Rabbeinu Tam, But it's a lois now. Right? So Mimela, Vada, you should make a Brichas Torah like all days, and there's nothing to talk about. And this is brought in Mishnah Berurah, Lahalacha, Bali Shum Chaylik. Okay. So, and then Rabbi Kvigar Bavorans, and don't tell me that by Myriv, when you said Ava Soilam, that counts for Brichas HaTorah. Because the Ikar Lahalacha is that that's only if you Davka learned right away after Shemoneh Esrei Myriv, then it counts. But if you didn't, it doesn't count, so unless you went and did that Davka, but if you didn't, if you just did a regular Myriv, you don't have any Brichas HaTorah there. And Memela, you should vada make a bracha in the morning.
That's an Eitzah.
That's an Eitzah. You could get out of it and do that, which I think is an Eitzah, I'll say at the end of the whole thing, that you could do that. But he said, if you didn't do it, then you...
But a lot of people do this whole Seder, daven, and then go right to sleep.
Of course.
They don't even learn after chakras. After their Birchas HaTorah, right?
Well, what do you mean?
Yeah, but they're hearing laning. I mean, they're hearing Torah. Yeah.
So now comes... So Rabbi Frand was Meir, I don't remember exactly how many years ago, that he said like this, Im Kain, Lefizeh, it comes out, that when you hit Alois, which is grounded this year 428, at least according to the calendar in the phone book. 428, 72 minutes before Nate. So it's 428, 427 and a half, 428. You should vadai say Birchas HaTorah.
And then learn.
And then you continue learning.
Of course, right.
But there's no reason why you shouldn't be saying Birchas HaTorah at Alois HaShachar when exactly it's Alois HaShachar. Why? Well, you have no business learning now. You should be saying Birchas HaTorah now. Okay, that was the Ha'ara that Rabbi Fran made, which I finally found Rabbi Vosner in Chelik Yod. That's what he paskins Lamaisa. He says that Lamaisa, that is what you got to do. When you have a year like this, when you have people sleep, or if a person sleeps Erev Shavuos, then 100%, when it comes Alois HaShachar, right on the minute, go and say Birchas HaTorah. Okay, that is the cheshbon that they say. Now, according to the Rabbi Kivager way, 100%. I don't have anything to say about it. Solid chlorazach. But lemaise, the minhag ha'olam is not that way, as far as I know. In yeshiva, it doesn't look that way at all. People are still learning. Until there's a guy, at least that's how I was in yeshiva, a guy, they make klop, and a guy says Birchas HaTorah for all the people who were up. It used to be Rabbi Neuberger. Okay, fine. So now, to whoever it is.
He was the designated sleeper.
Yeah. Now the last year, it's Rabbi Lapidus. He's been doing it for many years. So, okay. And I think that's how I've remembered in other places, too. So the shayla, is there any limud zchus that people are just learning vayter? That is what I'm coming to explain. The limud zchus basically is going to be the Magen Avraham's mahalach. According to Rabbi Kvigar, I don't have any limud zchus, but the Magen Avraham's mahalach, that I see a room to say what people are being saying. The Magen Avraham.
Well, isn't he also saying just stop Birchas HaShachar?
Yeah, he does those also. Yeah.
So what I mean is. You can say that on your own with name also.
Well, those have nothing to do with what we're talking about. Really, most of those, there's no problem saying yourself if you stay up all night. There's nothing to do with Asher Nasan Sach Vivina. The only two that you need is Hamavr Sheina and also Elokai Neshama. Those two is brought in a few of the Achrayim that you don't say those if you stayed up all night. So once they do that, they do all of them. Those are the two ones that really matter.
I thought what we were saying, is there any way that Birchas HaTorah is connected
to Birchas HaShachar? Well, that will have something to do with what we're going to say. Yeah, so far we didn't say a word about it, but you are right. That is what we're going to get to. So I'll call upon him like this. The Magen Avraham has a different mahalach to explain the Ogre. He doesn't even mention the Beis Yosef. Kanir, it's Beis Yosef is a little tzarechi. It's a little tough because, like, you're not really doing Rabbeinu Tam, right? Or the Rosh. Oh, so he has a different mahalach. How to explain the Ogre. Like this. He says, this is in Hilchos Berachos HaTorah, and then he has it in Shavuos too. The Magen Avraham talks about it in both places. He says, the Ogre holds that Berachos, this is the first Magen Avraham in Berachos in Hilchos Berachos HaTorah, the Ogre holds that the Inyan of Berachos HaTorah is like Berachos HaShachar. That's what he says the Ogre holds. And whatever you do in Hilchos Berachos HaShachar, that's what you do in Hilchos Berachos HaTorah. And it says in Hilchos Berachos HaShachar that if a person woke up in the morning and it's even before Alois, it's considered the new day, and he can already say Berachos HaShachar because it's considered like the new day for him. So Mimela, that's where the Ogre got this idea that if you went to sleep and you got up, you could say Berachos HaShachar, Berachos HaTorah, even though it's way before Alois. And that's the idea behind the Ogre. If you took a nap in the day, if a guy went to sleep for 5 hours in the day and he wakes up, could he say another Berachos HaShachar? Ashtus, of course not. He said it. You already said it once. You can't do it again. But when you go to sleep at night and you wake up in the night, you could. So that's the main thing the Ogre is trying to say. Now, he doesn't talk about before Chatzos HaLaila. I think it says Beferish in, I can't remember if it's in the Ramah itself or the Mishnah Berurah, that you don't do it before Chatzos HaLaila. So that he doesn't say a word about that, because here, by the Berachos HaTorah, it doesn't say anything about Chatzos HaLaila.
Third Mishmar, or the second
Mishmar? It doesn't have anything to do with Mishmars. Either it has to do, I think it says Chatzos, I somehow remember. But here, he doesn't say a word. He just says, you went to sleep at night, you get up, it's a new day for Berachos HaShachar, so it's a new day for Berachos HaTorah.
Well, how does he explain the Ogre's Lashon? My father told me not to get involved in machlokes. Passing like Rebbe Tam.
Right.
According to Magen Avraham, he's passing like Rebbe Tam with one addition that
you're saying Lechayer, he didn't really, he got into machlokes though.
Big machlokes.
Exactly. So that, I want to say my added thing to answer your question. Because Pashtus, if you look like in the Prima Gaudin, he like says, oh, so the Magen Avraham saying the Ogre's a new day.
Yeah.
But that's hard to fit into the words, because he as I said, right, like you say, he said, my father said, don't get into Machlekes, but you're still getting into Machlekes. So, all right, Blina, I'm going to try to answer that at the end of the whole thing. But first, just do the Magen Avraham what he says. So the Magen Avraham says, that's the Ogre's clout. Okay, the klal of the Ogre is, it's like Berachos HaShachar, now everything makes sense. In the day, if you take a nap, it's not going to make a new Berachos HaShachar, of course, but if you go to sleep at night, it makes a new Berachos HaShachar. Now, in the Magen Avraham Hilchos Shavuos, he uses a new nusach. He says, the Ogre holds that when you say Berachos HaShachar, Berachos HaTorah, on Shabbos, then you're Kavona is you only want to potter yourself until you wake up for tomorrow. And Memela, when you wake up, even if you woke up 3 hours in the, before Alois HaShachar, but you have in mind that that's enough. Now I'm not pottering a new one. I need a new one. And that's why the Ogre said that, any day in the year, the same thing. You made a Berachos HaShachar on today, Tuesday morning. So you went to sleep Tuesday night, and you woke up 3 a.m., right? You have in mind that when you wake up, the old one should not work anymore. Should not pot.
That should work before Chatzos
HaLaila. That should work, yeah. Everything he says, he never says a word about Chatzos HaLaila. It sounds like the Magen Avraham doesn't care. As long as you went to sleep.
If you had in mind for care, if you had a specific command,
I wanted to go further. So that we'll get to. He doesn't say a word about it. We have to figure out ourselves. But he doesn't say about that. This is the normal thing the person has in mind. Now, right then and there, what happened over here? Why did he change his mind? What's going on with the Magen Avraham? Is the Vart because it's the new day and Memela, it's like Berachos HaShachar, and that's the Vart? Or is the Vart because you have in mind that you don't want it to go only until you wake up? Which one is it? So, I'm pretty sure the answer is it's both. And Beir HaDvarim is like this. Because even if you're going to say that saying Birchos HaTorah is like Birchos HaShachar, which is famous that Azoy Yizok the Rambam, Magen Rambam doesn't bring it, but the Rambam says, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, you have to say Birchos HaTorah. And the Acharonim say, what do you mean, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, you have to say Birchos HaTorah? What kind of expression is that? What is that supposed to mean? You mean if you learn you have to say Birchos HaTorah, so say so. You're right? Say, just like it says, when you go in his sukkah, you make a bracha. So say it, when you learn, you make a bracha, not b'chol yom v'yom. It sounds clear the Ram holds, every day you have to make a Birchos HaTorah, which is really what the Magen Avraham is saying. But Avada, it's also a special din here, that you're not allowed to learn without saying Birchos HaTorah before, because it says in the Gemara, that if you wake up early, you have to say a Birchos HaTorah before you learn. It is a bracha of a mitzvah too. So now, the meaning that it would only be a Birchos HaShachar kind of thing, so you just have to do it whenever you want. You just like there's no halacha when you have to say Asher Nasan L'Sech, but you just have to say it every day. So Avada Birchas HaTorah is both. It's Birchas HaShachar, every day you have to say one, and it's a din that you got to say it before you learn. So the Magen Avraham is just saying the two halves of the thing. He's saying like this. The din is that when you went to sleep and you wake up, it's a new day. So there is a Birchas HaShachar. Not only is it a Birchas HaShachar now, but you have in your mind that since it's my first Birchas HaTorah is only covering the mitzvah of learning until the next Birchas HaShachar, until the next Birchas HaTorah comes along. So mitzad that you've got to say the bracha before you learn, you're going to have to do that when you wake up. Meaning, the Magen Avraham is bavaring you. Somebody's going to be a chacham. He's going to say this. Okay. So you told me the Augur says it's a Birchos HaShach, right? So Memela, when I wake up, 2 a.m. in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning, I have Birchos HaShach. Shine, I'm not interested in saying the Birchos HaShach yet. I'll say it together with Hashanah and Lasechvi. In the meantime, let me sit down and learn from 3 to 7. Is he allowed to do that? So, no. Why not? The Teretz is because since the new Birchas HaShachar is going to come into play at 3 a.m. So your mind is that I'm only going to do that one until that one comes. So Memela, even Mitzad Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's done. You had in mind, you're going to do a new one when the new one comes. So Memela, even the Mitzad Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's also at 3 a.m. So the two Magen Avrams are for the two halves, for the Birchas HaShachar and for the Birchas HaMitzvahs. And Memela, the Augur will tell you that once it's 3 a.m., you're not allowed to learn. You got to go ahead and say the bracha first. Okay, that's how I want to understand what he's saying. Oh, Zok the Magen Avraham Weiter, he says, now what would the Augur tell me if I stayed up all night? Right? This Augur was talking about that he went to sleep and he woke up 3 a.m. What if he didn't go to sleep at all? What would the Augur tell me in the morning? So Zok the Magen Avraham Mistami, he tells you something Rabbeinu Tam would tell you. And Rabbeinu Tam's thing was that when it comes Aleis HaShachar, it's an automatic new Birchas HaShachar. So Mistama, the Augur, would agree with that too. If you go to sleep, then a new day came through the fact that you woke up. If you don't go to sleep, you don't have an artificial new day, so it's when they're really the new day. So when it comes Aleis HaShachar, you're going to have to make a Birchas HaTorah. And again, he says that the Vort is that your Das is that same way. That my old Birchas HaTorah only patterns the learning till the new day. Okay, that's the Magen Avraham's Psak. So it comes out, what I understand from the Magen Avraham, is that he's saying that the way we Paskin is that there are two issues by Birchas HaTorah. There's the Birchas HaShachar issue, and we paskin that's chal either when you wake up for the new day or when it's physically the new day, Aleis HaShachar. There's the other half, there's the Birchas HaMitzvahs part that you have to make a bracha before you learn. And your das is that should stim with the zman of the Birchas HaShachar, whenever it is. Okay, So, once we already have the das thing, meaning the Birchas HaShachar half is automatic. It's as soon as you wake up or when it hits Aleis HaShachar. But the thing that's connecting the Birchas HaMitzvahs thing to the Zman of the Birchas HaShachar is my Das. So then, Yesh Mokum Loimar, that if I don't have that Das, if I decide that I want to make the Bracha later on, then, even though the Birchas HaShachar one already has arrived, but I had in mind, I'm not saying the Birchas HaTorah till later, then you can still have the Birchas HaMitzvahs thing going for longer. It's only because I think that way. But if I stamazoi think otherwise, then it will go longer. So, meaning, if a person would say Beferish, no, I want my Birchas HaTorah to go for 30 hours, right? So then it will go for 30 hours. Now, the Birchas HaShachar would come in whenever it comes in. But then you don't have an Isser to learn because of that. You could still learn. Birchas HaShachar doesn't make it Isser to learn. And the Birchas HaMitzvot would still be going on. So that is my main patent to be Melamed Zchus on the world. Because everybody in the world nowadays learns until that guy says Birchas HaTorah for everybody. So that's the minhag that everyone's doing and everyone has that in mind. How long do you want your Birchas HaTorah to go to? Until I'm Yetzik, tomorrow morning. So Memela, it could do that. There's no problem. The Magen Avraham is saying, if you don't have any special das, we'll say you probably mean both together. But if the whole world is knowing a certain way that they do it until then it will go until then. That's my main idea to be Melamed Zchus on the world. But now, I want to explain the Magen Avraham a little better, and then you'll see what else we can get out of this.
He was saying, if someone wakes up, 2 o'clock in the morning to learn, that we would say he has to say Birchas HaShachar.
Right, because the Stam person's Das is that
he's not going to wait for Shachar. I mean, doesn't a Stam person wait for Birchas HaShachar? Like, I'll say Birchas HaShachar,
You can say it later, right.
Why would you think that Stam Das is, no, I'm gonna...
Why would you say that even?
Yeah.
Why would it Stam Das, why wouldn't he just do it later?
Right.
Okay,
the Magen Avraham is not...
Is when you wake up.
That's what I'm saying. The Magen Avraham assumes it's when you wake up, and that's
right.
Once Birchas HaShachar, you can't split the two. I'm just saying, the Magen Avraham sounds like...
You can't, you mean.
Yeah, Rebbe's saying you can.
Right, you mean he sounds a little more like you can't.
Right.
Oh, I hear. Okay, so that's, you'll see Mamish, what I'm going to add now will Mamish be this Nakuda about if you could or you can't.
In the Das classes until the Shia says Birchas HaTorah, you can learn, right?
Right.
But putting that back in the Das be until, let's say, Birchas HaShachar, you want to make it your own Birchas HaTorah, and then sit down there and learn further.
Yeah, you could have that Das, 100%. I'm trying to explain what the Olam does, what the Das of the Olam seems to be, Lamaise.
It's not necessary.
Well, it's just more convenient. You don't have to stop exactly, look at the clock and everything. You can just learn. Okay, now I want to add one more thing. Even if we're going to say that you can't change the Das for some reason. The Magen Avraham's Das is like cement. That's it. My Das is that when this one happens, that one happens, and I can't change it. Even then, I have a Limud Zchus still. Why? I have a Limud Zchus for the oil. Why? Because there is a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Sukkah where it talks about the Bracha of Leishiv B'Sukkah. And he brings a Deya from the Bach that when you bench Bashalom, then even if 10 minutes later you want to start a new Suda, you never walked out of the Sukkah. You're sitting the Sukkah straight through. You have to make a new Leishiv. That's a Bach sheet. Why? So the Bach, because your das is that your leishev only goes until benching, till you're done with the suda. Then you don't want the bracha, you're canceling your first one, and memela, you got to make a new one. Zok the Magen Avraham, ze'i efshar. You can't cancel it. There's no such thing. If you're doing the mitzvah, and you're in the sukkah, even if you say befeirsh with your mouth, I am stopping the mitzvah, it doesn't stop. I'm stopping my bracha, it doesn't stop. There's no such thing. So he paskens not like him. He says if you're straight through in the sukkah and you never walked out of the sukkah, you can't make another bracha. Okay? Now the kasha is, so if you look in the Be'er Halacha, in Hilchas Tzitzis, the Be'er Halacha says that there's a whole machlokes if a guy went to the merchatz, right? Not like now, that's just a shower for 10 minutes. Then it was a merchatz with a ganze meisen. And he took off his tzitzis. When he puts on the tzitzis afterwards, it might be has a chadas, he might need a new bracha. Some say yes, some say no. So says the Be'alach, I'll give you the eitzah. The eitzah is that you should, when you say the bracha in the morning, say, I only want this bracha to work until I take it off by the merchatz. So now, you're covered. Now for sure, when you get out of the merchatz, you can make a bracha without a shayla. So the shayla is, how could he write that? That's not a good eitzah. Magen Avraham Gadol just said he can't do that. So my chavrusa said, that's not true. That's not a good sushta. The Magen Avraham is saying that if you do a mitzvah straight in a row, you can't cut the bracha like on the dime. If you're doing the mitzvah, the bracha is just gone. The Be'alach is talking about you took off the tzitzis. Right. So even if the din is that you're allowed to say, I have das, and it should go weiter. But you could also have das, that you don't want the bracha to go weiter. If you stop the whole mitzvah, and your tzitzis are off, then you could say in the morning, my bracha should only go that far. But if you would wear tzitzis straight in a row, could a guy say, okay, till 10
o'clock, right?
Now I'm making a new lation. Right? So every 5 minutes you can make a new bracha on your tzitzis because you feel like it? No. That's what he wanted to explain the chiluk, which sounds mistaver. So im kain, so I wanted to tie into the same thing. If you're learning in a row, you can't stop it. The only way you could stop it is at the first time you stopped. So memela, that's a limud zchus, even afilu tim tzolaymer, that the Magen Avraham doesn't give me leeway, right? Even if the pshat is my, you got to do the das the way the Magen Avraham said it. You're not allowed to change. But the pshat is, you got to stop learning, though. If you're still learning, so then the bracha can't stop. So memela, that's another limud zchus, why people can keep on learning right through our lives.
Yeah, to manage keep us smothered.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it means if the guy breathes.
Right.
If it means you like stop learning, right? But if you didn't stop learning, so you ate the bracha can't stop. So that's another way.
A little. Sleeping. I mean, we don't make new brachas during the day. People that go to work don't make a bracha.
100%. Right.
That's
yeah.
Right. Not comes out right. I mean, it's not like you can't. You
know, yeah, but 1 second.
Sleeping is the hefsek that we hold as.
Yeah, but you see, for this thing, you don't need that level of hefsek. Because we're the Mishnah Berurah is saying that even if this isn't really a hefsek, but if you don't have it, it's on,
right.
So then you can stop the bracha, even though it's not a
hefsek. You still had hefsek. You
didn't have hefsek. That's the whole thing where I'm trying to cover.
The tzitzis, you have them off. And all the idea of learning, Tyson says that any time you could always be...
You weren't Mesiach Das.
That's not called Mesiach Das.
Right, but by Tzitzis also, you don't Mesiach Das. You just have, in order to stop the bracha, it has to be that you're not doing the mitzvah.
But
you're
not doing the mitzvah when you're not wearing it. You're not doing the mitzvah.
Right, right. So the same thing. If I'm not learning, I'm not learning. Even if it's not a hefsek for Hezach Das, you don't need that level for the Be'er Halach. Okay, but if you're learning, you're learning. That. Okay, so Bekitzer, the bottom line is I'm saying two Eifanim, to be melamed zuchus. Either the pshat is that we say that it's not cemented. You could have das for whatever you want. And I feel tim tzeloimar, you have to have das the way the Magen Avraham said it, but if you're still learning, it can't stop. Okay, but now I want to go into the raya that you could have das for long. Okay, I want to say like this. This might be not exactly the Magen Avraham, but you'll hear what I want to say. L'chayra, there's a big problem, like we asked before on the Magen Avraham, right? How is the Ogre saying, I'm making Shalmai not getting into Machlekes? All he's doing is saying his own Shita. But he's not really being totally doing everybody. He's not Mekayim Shneim L'chay. So I believe you could say he is being Mamash being Mekayim Shneim. Because the Tzlach's already Omer on the following Ha'aret. He says, when Rabbeinu Tam said, that when you wake up before Alois HaShachar, this is the real Rabbeinu Tam himself, what he said. He said, if somebody goes to sleep, and he wakes up before Alois HaShachar, Einoi Tzorich Loimar Birchas HaTorah. That's the words of Rabbeinu Tam. When it comes Alois, then he's going to have to make Alois HaTorah. Slach medak. What does it mean, enoy tzarech?
You can't.
Does he mean you can't, or you don't have to? Very important dik. Okay, and he's not sure which one it is. And I'll bring a shtickle smach that you could, because of the prichodesh. The prichodesh says, I can't understand. He prichodesh understands, or being time means you can't. It's like mamash brachal batalitz. You can't do it now. It only happens that Allah is a shachar. You can't make it now. He says, so prichodesh says, I don't understand Rabbeinu Tam. It says in the Gemara, maises about different amoraim that were mashkim. They used to get early before davening. Umevarech berchas ha-tayra. So what are you saying? All these amoraim were getting up after Allah is a shachar? He doesn't think that sounds right. That it means they got up after Allah is a shachar. In those days, they used to daven by nates. When it says mashkim, right, hayamashkim rav, v'tani pirkei, mashkim rav, notatil siyadayim, omer b'chus atoyer, tani pirkei, b'hadar tzale, whatever, right? It doesn't sound like it's after Elohim HaShachar. And then he brings the Zohar stories. He brings stories in the Zohar. This Tana, that Tana, akom be'em tzalelya, v'omer b'chus atoyer. So what are you going to do? How can I read the time? That's pre-chadosh, just kashas. So this all is much better, of course, if Rabbeinu Tam agrees that you could. Okay? And I believe that it's a Betheirish Machloikis HaPoiskim. Why? Because the following case. Pre-Chodesh says like this. What do you do? Somebody, Mamash, asked me that he does this. What do you do if you woke up after 2 hours, okay? It tells me, a lot of times Friday night, what happens is he falls asleep, he's too tired, wakes up, makes a birchas atoyer, because that's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch, that once he went to sleep on your bed, if you wake up, you have to make a birchas atoyer. Yeah? Falls then asleep. He goes, learns for another 2 hours, and then he goes back to sleep again. Yeah? And then he wakes up in the morning. He wants to know, do I have to make another Birchas HaTayra?
In my shach, yes. Oh, so according to the Rosh, he had Hesach Hadass, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he passed on
Mashach. So the Pre-Chadosh says what you just said. The Pre-Chadosh says, 100% you do, according to everybody. If you go with the Rosh, every nap you have to make another Birchas HaTayra. Elamai Rabbeinu Tam, well, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that first Birchas HaTayra you said was Tam, a Brachal Batala, I don't know what, it was garnished. So now is the real one. Now, by Alois HaShachar, is the Rabbeinu Tam one. So, for sure, make another one. So, that's Tak the Psak of the Pre-Chodesh. That the din is that you do one the first time you woke up, and then you do another one by Alois HaShachar in the morning.
But according to the Mishnah Berurah, why is it so posh that the first time he wakes up that he makes the bracha?
Well, because that's because the Beis Yosef said his reason. He said, because really we mainly go with the Rosh.
Okay, so we still go with the Rosh.
Whatever, okay. You know, the din is B'Theirish and Shulchan Aruch. That everyone agrees, if a guy went to bed for even an hour in his bed at night, when he wakes up, he makes his Rechaz HaTayr, that's it.
It's not the couch.
It's
not the couch. It's the
bed. That's what it says. Me toss it. I don't know. Some people, their couches, they're bad.
Some of the couches like they're bad.
They need rabbinical decisions of what's it called, a bed, well, not a bed, whatever. But I'll call upon him. Okay. Yeah, all the different. Is this a bed? Okay, but I'll. It says, Shtina Kavua Amitase. That's the words. Shina Kavua Almitas. Well, I hear you want to say that 1 hour is not called Kavua. The way I understand is that they say a half an hour is already called Kavua.
Yeah, the mind could wake up shortly
after. That's called Kavua if you're sitting in your bed. Okay, so now that's what the Pre-Chodesh says. Comes along the Derech HaChaim in the Pre-Megadim. And they say, no. Once you made one Birchas HaTorah in the middle of the night, whatever hour it was, 2 o'clock, you already made one, you're done. No more Birchas HaTorahs until tomorrow. Okay? So the shayla is, what do you mean? Where's your cheshbon? Where are you coming from? So, Lefienu's Daiti, they hold like the other tzad in the tzlach, that Rabbeinu Tam also lets me say Birchas HaTorah at 2 a.m. in the morning. He just said you don't have to. So Memela, you already chapped the rhyme Birchas HaTorah at 2 a.m. So Memela, now you don't have to do it for Rabbeinu Tam anymore because you got him already. Right? And the only one you have is the Rosh, and we usually have the minhag that we don't make one for just the Rosh. It's like an M. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here is that the way the Prichodesh understood Rabbeinu Tam is that it's totally morning to morning. That's it. Right? And there's no other, it doesn't move according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's Alois HaShachar, Alois HaShachar, and it doesn't move. Masha Ein Kein, the Darach Chaim, Prima Gonim, are saying, no, Rabbeinu Tam also agrees that when you wake up, it's Birchas HaShachar. The same idea, the same exact thing that the Augur said. It's Birchas HaShachar right now. And Rabbeinu Tam agrees with that. Why did he say you don't have to make one until the morning? That's because the person's das is that I'm going with my first one till tomorrow morning. Because I don't know when I'm getting up in 2 a.m. or when I'm getting up. One thing I know, tomorrow morning I'm going to have to make a Birchas HaShachar for sure when it comes out. Alois HaShachar, whether I get up or I don't get up, Alois HaShachar, you got to make a new Birchas HaShachar. So the man's das is, I know this Birchas HaShachar, the Birchas HaTorah of today is absolutely till 4:28, can't go past it. So that he has a das, it's going to be 4:28. He doesn't have in mind, but if I get up earlier than this, than that, it's a solid thing. So Memela Rabbeinu Tam himself is dividing the Birchas HaShachar from the person's das. Meaning that Rabbeinu Tam is saying that if you wake up 3 a.m. in the morning, the Birchas HaShachar is on. If you want, you're allowed to make a Birchas HaTorah right now, if you want. You don't have to, because your das is that it should go all the way till tomorrow's alois. So Memela, you don't, when it comes alois, now you're going to have to. Now you're going to already have to, because your old one expired. Oh, now if you understand Rabbeinu Tam that way, like the tzlach tzad, that you could, then really the augur makes perfect sense. That his father wanted to stay away from any machlekes. So what did his father say? He said like this. If you take a nap in the day, don't bother making a bracha, you're getting into machlekes. If you wake up 2 a.m. in the morning, do it. Why? Because the Rosh is going to say you have to. And Rabbi Tam lets you. So do it. Why not? You have Allah Milas. According to Rabbi Tam, you're allowed. You don't have to. Fine, but you could. According to Rosh, you have to. So do it. So if you say like this, Mamish, everything fits very perfectly together. That the Augur father is a Shalom Mamish. He's doing something that all the Shittas will agree with. No, everyone will agree. Just that the Rosh will say you have to, and the Rabbeinu Tam will say you could. So then one says you have to, one says you could do it. What do you have to lose? And fine, Rabbeinu Tam holds that you only have to in the morning.
And Birchas HaShachar, according to the Augur.
According to the Augur.
According to Tam,
is when you wake up.
Do I have to do it at 2 a.m. or can I
wait? No, Birchas HaShachar you can do when you want. Like Birchas HaShachar.
I can wait.
Yeah, it's like Birchas HaShachar.
Right.
The only thing that makes you have to is when your Birchas HaMitzvahs expire.
Right. But
Rabbeinu Tam, well, it didn't expire yet until your Das was till
next Shachar.
Next Shachar. Okay, so now, once we learn the Augur that way, then we see clearly that the Augur himself split your das from the Birchas HaShachar. Because it turns out that he's understanding in Rabbeinu Tam that it is a split. The Birchas HaShachar is at 2 a.m. and your das is till tomorrow morning. So that's a smach to what I'm saying, that you can split them from each other. And you can have das for longer if you, whatever length that you want. That's my siyua to what I'm saying. Okay. Now, okay, so the bottom line of what I'm saying is like this. Before I say my last little shtickle, The bottom line of the whole thing is like this. I'm saying two limud zchuses on the world. Why they don't say Brichas HaTorah at 4:28, Mirtzei Hashem, Sunday morning. Either because of the shtickle I just said now, that they hold you can split the das from this man of the Brichas HaShachar, you can have das for later, and the Olam has das till later. Or, even if you can't split it, but you, if you're in the middle of learning, then Avada doesn't stop right then on the dime, and you can keep on learning. And I just want to say, in Metzias, I would guess that it sounds pretty reasonable, this Metzias. Because let's say you don't say anything I said, right? So then it comes out, according to Rabbeinu Tam, plain Rabbeinu Tam, without any chidushim or anything. So the guy got up early. So what, the whole time when it's around Alois, he doesn't know. I mean, no, they have clocks with exact minute. So like, he doesn't know if he's allowed to learn. So like, he has to stop learning for 10 minutes until he's like, sure, it's Alois or what? No. Probably every time say you can keep on learning. That's what I'm saying. That the minig is doing the same. That's what the minig is saying. I'm just saying the love is behind it. Well, now I just want to say the last thing. It says in the Mishnah Brura, what do you do if you're up all night and you didn't go to sleep at all? So he says if you did that, it's a machlokes, because Prash, this, what does he mean? According to the Rosh, you wouldn't make a bracha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you would. So he says, Safik brachas l'hakol. Safik brachas l'hakol. You don't know, don't make a bracha. Which is grata. Okay, that's what he holds. So the question is, that the Mishnah Brura himself says that if you have a Safik, if you made brachas l'Torah, you go Safik brachas l'hachmer. Because brachas l'Torah is a deraisa. So what happened? What happened? Why this time he switched over? So, pashtus, the answer is very pashut. Because, let's figure out what's happening here. It's the new day, and I never went to sleep. So the Rosh would tell me, it's still gone. Rabbeinu Tam would say, no, you got to make a new one. But why? Why is Rabbeinu Tam saying that? Because it's like Birchas HaShachar, right? The Birchas HaShachar is Drabanan. Meaning, midaraisa, it's alt birchas atayr, not alt birchas amitzas, and the birchas ashachar is not a deraisa. So, mimela, you're for sure okay, midaraisa. Your only thing that you're nervous is Rabbeinu Tam says, I've got to make a bracha in the morning because it's birchas ashachar, but that's a derabana. So, mimela, avad in this case, sofik brachas lahakal, because your worst scenario is a derabana. Oh, the only problem is, but doesn't Rabbeinu Tam hold that the guy's das is that it should be over when the new day comes? Is oy bazoy, it should be back to the raisa again, right? That was the problem. Oh. So I wanted to answer like this. The pshat is, yes, if you were a Rabbeinu Tam chassid, right, and you did everything Rabbeinu Tam says, then that would be your das. If you ask, what's my das? Well, I know Rabbeinu Tam is my rav. He told me every day, Alis Shach, you need brichas atayr. So then my das, of course, is that I only want to go. But lemaise, the mitzias is that I have two rabbonim. I have Rabbeinu Tam and I have the Rosh. And the Rosh says to me, no, don't make one. So then when I have das, that altogether, my real rav is the Mishnah Brura, because he's thinking of both those two, and he's saying, well, since it's a machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and Rosh, right? So Lamaisa, don't do it, right? So then my das also is, I'm not going to do it. So that means that my das is, I'm going to keep on running on the old Birchas HaTorah. At the end of the day, me, Ben Adam, I am not having Rabbeinu Tam's das, what he wants me to have. Because there are times, if he was the only Rav involved, so he'd tell you, I know the din is Alois HaShachar, make one, and then my das will be there. But now, that I read the Mishnah Brura, and I said, oh, it says here, Sofik Brachas L'Hakol, right? So Memela, the Mishnah Brura said, don't. So then when I make my bracha the day before, if you ask me, what are you going to do if you stay up on that? Mishnah Brura said, nisht. So then Avada, my das is nisht. So Memela, it comes out that I do have das to keep on going. And again, it's only Rabbeinu Tam out the Birchas HaShachar without the das. Without the das that I want to stop. So then it's only the Rabbanan. It's Taka Savik Brachas L'Hakol. So here again, you see the same thing, that if you want your das to go further, your das can go further. That's what I'm trying to say. See it again. That, in other words, even I overpassed Rabbeinu Tam himself. Rabbeinu Tam, he says that Alois HaShachar is a new one. Right? And according to his view, I probably should have had das, that I'm only going till there. But being that I hold of the rush too, so I have in mind I'm going further, so it goes further. So you see another case where your das could go further than the Zman of the Birkas HaShachar.
I'm saying that if you go to sleep after Shacharis, and then you wake up, so according to the rush, of course you make a Birkas HaTorah. Yeah.
Right.
Going to Rabbeinu Tam.
No, right, going to sleep in the day.
Never.
That's right. Oh, if he didn't make it. Oh, yeah, you're right. He didn't make it in the morning. Then 100%. 100%, right. Then you have both. Then you're in good shape. Then you're
making it
out to everybody. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam,
why would you have to make it?
Berachas HaShachar once a day.
And even though it's not part of
Berachas
HaTorah anymore,
Berachas HaShachar. Well, Berachas HaShachar started already at Alois, and it's still
going.
You did it once.
Okay, you missed one of your Berachas HaShachar.
You did half.
Still in 01. You still 01.
You did 15 of 16, whatever.
Certainly, there's a problem with the one that might see the robber. So let's say he goes to sleep.
Right.
He wakes up a little early.
He can't learn.
Right.
Of course.
Can he learn? Why can't when he go before he goes to sleep, for the last time,
have in mind, like, Rabbeinu Tam.
Have in mind, I'm not going
to
make.
Oh, according to me, if he has it mamish in mind, so then maybe I hear. Maybe.
Okay,
but the bottom line is that the Eitzah HaYoyser Toiv to get out of all this, to not get into Limud's Chusses, is to have in mind by Avos HaYom at night and learn. That's the really good Eitzah. That's what B'li Nedar are going to do.
At night.
After Ma'ariv. Learn right after Ma'ariv, and then you won't get involved in the whole thing.
It could be Yivarachacha. You could just say Tupchukim.
Yeah, anything. Okay, I'll get the yomtiv.
By the brach of Avos Olam, have in mind that you're trying to be yotze. The Torah.
Joey.
I mean, it's Kavua,
right? Getting it away. Yeah.